Welcome to the Adoption Experience with Lynn Grubb. How is everybody this beautiful Saturday? At least in Dayton, Ohio, it's beautiful. Low humidity, sunny. And hey, it's the weekend, right? So I did a little work this morning, and then I was able to log into a Zoom that was put on by Saving Our Sisters, a nonprofit group that is all about family preservation. And those of us who've signed up to be, quote, sisters on the ground, the arms and hands and legs of SOS in our area, were invited to attend a training session where we learned all about the goals of Saving Our Sisters. And I am going to put a link in the show notes so you know how to find them. To find their website, it's savingoursistersadoption.org, and I'm going to read a few things from the website. SOS focuses on ensuring families do not apply a permanent solution to a temporary situation. They provide education and information that adoption agencies and other legal professionals may not explain. They provide facts, risks, and helping the mother to make a truly informed choice. I really enjoyed the training by Lisa Woolery, and she's a really great speaker. I also appreciated that they encouraged all those attendees to listen to adoptees and learn from adoptee blogs, podcasts like this one, and Adoptees On, which is an excellent resource, where you will hear interviews with people in the community. There's many, many others. I will drop a link of some of my favorite podcasts in the show notes. So I'm going to read what a sister on the ground is so you can understand what I have actually signed up for, and I encourage you to do the same. A sister on the ground is a volunteer, family preservation-focused individual who is willing to connect and stay in touch with a mother or family in need. They share knowledge, advice, and resources depending on the needs presented. A sister may share information on their own lived experiences as well as provide guidance, motivation, emotional support, and role modeling. They may accompany mothers who are recovering their infants, taking them to the grocery store, or just being an ear to listen. SOS works closely with each volunteer to ensure the best possible outcome for mother and family. Saving Our Sisters enjoys staying in contact with the mothers and families that they help and ask our sisters to directly connect with them, also agree to do so. I will also read their mission. Saving Our Sisters supports all members of expectant families considering adoption. We are committed to helping them make fully informed decisions based on information that so many other families have learned too late. We are dedicated to ensuring that they avoid applying a permanent solution to a temporary crisis based on partial or misinformation. SOS is dedicated to direct action and education regarding the preservation of biological families whenever possible. This may include assisting expectant and new parents by locating resources, explaining the long and short-term effects of adoption separation on everyone in the natural family, explaining the lifelong effects of trauma their infant will suffer if exposed to maternal separation, and connecting them with a local support person and mentor. SOS welcomes volunteers, donations, and donors to join us in empowering and preserving families by preventing unnecessary adoptions and advocating for fair and ethical adoption laws, policies, and practices. Everything that SOS stands for, I'm also stand for, and is along with the mission of this podcast, besides just a plain out education. I advocate for fair and ethical adoption laws, policies, and practices. And unfortunately, we are in the reality of unfair adoption laws and policies and practices. Otherwise, SOS would not need to exist. So if you want to learn more, and I would send you on over to TikTok, the Family Preservation Project, Katie. She does a lot of really great TikToks to educate you. You can also go to her website. I believe it's called the Family Preservation Project. I will post it in the show notes, and she can direct you to other resources. I think this is an excellent organization, and I'm so proud of Renee Gellin for taking on this adoption industry. I mean, it's just amazing the amount of growth and how many women that they've helped. So please check them out. I wanted to do just a special podcast on Saving Our Sisters all by itself because I think it's that important. And I really encourage anyone who believes in family preservation and does not want to see these types of adoptions, unnecessary adoptions take place, to support them.